Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to PS I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I am your host, Sarah Hunt.
And I'm James Petragallo. Thank you for joining us. Go heigle yourselves.
Yeah, go heigle yourselves. I hope you guys have been heigling yourselves silly.
I hope so. We've been gone a week. I don't know what you've been doing.
Yeah, we were gone a week. So sorry about that. We've had some family stuff that we've been dealing with. All is fine. All is well. And we are back in action to watch some sucktastic movies.
I've chose. This is my birth. It's my birthday today. This
hey,
is
happy birthday!
Thank you. This is what I've chosen for my birthday activity. Yes. Is to watch a movie that I didn't feel like watching and do this. So
okay, first of
we're
all,
excited.
Let's go ahead.
So there's going to be some vitriol.
Yes,
it's fun.
There's going to be a spin here, okay?
Oh,
because
yeah.
I watched a movie and recorded with you on my birthday.
I know,
and I found it to be
that's
a joyous
do.
Occasion.
It's. I'm going to make. I'm going to have fun.
I looked at it as
it.
I got the opportunity to watch a crappy movie with my husband, and then I got the opportunity to sit down and talk about it and record it into a microphone.
No,
I'll let you fix that.
We're full of opportunities. Let's do this.
You got
I'm
to watch
happy.
It with your wife.
I know. I'm
Yay!
Excited. Yay! Isn't that wonderful?
That was like pulling teeth. Okay. If this is your first week
jacked.
With us, welcome. If this is not your first week, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for all of your Apple Podcast reviews, your Patreon donations.
Just they help a lot. Thank you for everything you guys
overall,
do for us.
Just being yourselves. That's, you know.
Yeah. For spreading the word.
Spreading the word.
That helps a lot.
Spreading the gospel. This week, we're going to have a bonus episode. It should come out tomorrow.
Yes.
It's going to be another round of Plotsy.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not sure all of our 90 Day Fiancé aficionado, we wanted to talk about that gorgeous, delicious tell-all.
The tell-all, and a little more than that, I don't know if you guys have heard, but they released there was like an accidental leak of
all of the footage got leaked.
Of like, it's like 10 plus hours. Guess what two people watched all 10 plus hours of this? Well, you can hear their voices right now. So we're going to talk about some of the stuff that wasn't on the air.
Yeah.
And some of this aftermath, why Jeffrey wasn't there or his charges. Ugh. And Lisa Kuhl calling Usman something that she definitely shouldn't be calling him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my, that they didn't air, actually. So this is
Lisa.
A big controversy. So we got a lot to get into there and a game of Plotsy. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be worth it right there for your Patreon. How can they get those?
Well, they can go on patreon.com/YouGotHeigled, YouGotHeigld. We play some games and we talk some hot goss about 90 Day Fiancé or other like romance reality shows. So hit us up there. Like I said, we're going to be playing a little game of Plotsy where you guys remember the first Plotsy game, or if you don't remember, I just show James a poster of a movie that he's never seen and he guesses the plot.
And I'm never even close
There's
to right,
always
by the
a
way.
Lot of violence in it for some reason. And he knows that they're romantic comedy, so I don't know why.
It's just you're asking what I see, and I'm telling you what I see,
okay.
And that's all I can do.
This is the story according to James.
Who am I?
You know? The last time that we were with you guys, we watched My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Whoop-a!
I was not happy about that. I was more happy about this movie to watch
and
this.
And this week, we watched Clueless.
Yes.
It's on Netflix. So if you guys are like, where can I watch that? Netflix.
Yeah, and it's like right. They're advertising it. They want you to watch it.
They must have like put it on the streaming or something like that.
I feel like it's like they looked at it and they're like, well, the most popular thing they have is Friends.
Yeah.
It's like the most watched thing on their site. So they're like, but people want like, you know, like 90s white girls, apparently. Let's put that out there. I feel like that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, speaking of 90s white girls, we watched Clueless 1995, 1 hour, 37 minutes, which that's 1 minute over what James and I deem acceptable.
I'll let it slide.
But we're letting that 30... No. That 1 minute.
That 1 minute.
I don't know why
we'll
I was
going
to say 30 seconds.
No. It could have been. We don't know, but we'll
we
let
have
it slide.
No idea. In the blink of an eye. Starring Alicia Silverstone, Paul Rudd, Brittany Murphy, and Stacey Dash. Which actually, it's so funny because Paul Rudd's not really on the...
No.
I don't think he was like...
Well, he was nobody
billed.
Then.
Yeah,
no.
So...
No, he
poor
was
poor Paul Rudd.
He was
look
like
at
six
him
down
now.
The line.
He's, look at him
yeah.
now.
And everybody, Alicia Silverstone's feeding her kids like bird, like a fucking bird. Stacey Dash is making insane political statements on social media.
Yeah,
the only other one that's come out on top is Donald. Murphy. No, not she. Definitely didn't come out on top.
No,
in the end,
but she's
Donald
so,
Faison does
her.
Great.
Yeah, he also
he's
does
doing
great.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
he's the, him
wonderful.
And Paul Rudd are the are yeah. the winners here in this whole yeah. in the Clueless sweepstakes.
I wasn't meaning that she came out on top. I just miss
no.
Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, yeah.
She is a
she
delight.
Was
it was so great to see her face.
Yeah.
The IMDb description, shallow, rich, and socially successful Cher is at the top of her Beverly Hills High School's pecking scale. Seeing herself as a matchmaker, Cher first coaxes two teachers into dating each other. That's literally what the description
that's
is.
That's what happened. I'll say that much. They didn't lie.
The one thing that makes me upset about that whole description there is, number one, it doesn't address the whole entire
plot,
like plot of the movie.
Of the romance.
Which is what, James? It's, let's see if these two step siblings
that's
will
the
hook
thing.
Up.
And the messed up part is, as I'm sure you'll bring up at the end, I don't want to spoil it, but she just says, this is California, not Kentucky, talking about marrying young.
And
meanwhile, she is literally
making out. Sucking face with her stepbrother.
Banging her stepbrother. So it's just, it's a confusing plot when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But it's only a romantic comedy because the end game is for romance to happen for several people. And
yeah.
that all happens at the end and, you know, everybody's
yeah.
happy. So
I don't know why, like, okay, I'll get into that. Okay.
Yeah.
The tagline is sex, clothes, popularity. Is there a problem here?
Okay.
I'm sure that it probably sounds way cuter and whatever if I did like a Valley Girl voice.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, mine, it sounds like I'm going to be like Olivia Benson
so
on
angry about it.
Law and Order.
Well, is there a problem? You got,
you got
a problem?
A problem.
Got a problem with that, sir?
Mine sounded very confrontational.
I like it. I like
you
it.
Know
it
what,
sounded interrogatory. I like that.
That's me.
That's why I like you. That's what
this, this whole movie teaches us, that you just need to be comfortable being yourself.
Yeah. And the tagline makes more sense on a poster with a picture of her.
On
you
her
know,
cell
with her cell phone,
and then, yeah.
on like a little
yeah.
outfit and all that shit. That sounds, it looks, it
yeah.
sounds a lot more darker, I guess.
Yes.
If there's not a ton of pink in the picture.
Yeah.
Like there is in that.
The fun fact for the movie is Alicia Silverstone did not have to audition for this role.
Okay. And she shouldn't have had to.
Yeah, because this is James's girlfriend. this film also had a 40-day shooting schedule, which I thought was interesting.
That's interesting. That's
because
about
it does. Yeah, that's fine. Okay,
yeah, that's about right.
So the movie starts. It's got a very 90s music opening.
Oh boy!
It's like it's
teen.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's teen angsty, like 90s. You can
with
you
a
can
montage
just,
of
yeah. You can feel. The angst, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it's,
it.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's good. It's so, this movie is the mid-90s
yeah.
just splattered on a wall,
yeah.
but on purpose. It's
yeah.
not, they didn't just splatter it on the wall. They really, every dot has a meaning.
Yeah.
It's a Jackson Pollock, you know what I mean?
And there's...
90s Jackson Pollock.
There's a montage that's super offensive to my senses. It's obvious adults playing teenagers.
Clearly.
Like at a party, and it's like parallel editing of Alicia Silverstone driving a Jeep with her three friends.
Yeah.
And it's just like these people are so obviously adults.
Yeah. Well, number one, let's talk about it right away. Stacey
yeah.
Dash.
I think she was like 30, right?
All I know is in 1985, she made Moving with Richard Pryor, where she played a high school senior who,
oh.
in this movie, I think she's a junior. So 10 years later, she played a person who's a year younger.
Yeah.
Which is miraculous. I mean, she's clearly
well,
a vampire. There's no doubt about that.
There is, but she does look great. She does look very
she
young.
She looks
skin,
the same.
Yeah,
it's fucking amazing.
She looks amazing.
I'm not saying she's not like a Rizzo. situation where you're like, why is Stockard Channing 40 and hanging out with these high school girls? And she also looks like she's their age. That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's amazing, honestly.
Yeah. So, no, she looks amazing. And everybody else looks like, you know, I mean, some of them, like Donald Faison, like he looks super
age
young,
appropriate.
He could probably be Breckenmeyer, kind of.
Yeah, because they give him the hair. He's just a Spicoli ripoff.
Yeah, he's
it's
just a
complete,
rip-off.
You know, Fast Times, Sean Penn ripoff.
Like, that's a 28-year-old.
Clearly. Yeah, the Elton guy. You're like, well, he's got a sweater vest on. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
He can rent a car without paying the liability insurance.
Absolutely. No problem. They call him sir when he does it. No, he has like bonus point programs at hotels and shit, that guy. And a 401k.
Yeah, he's got...
The hell out of here.
Yeah, he's got many...
He looks in the morning, what the hell happened with the stock market today? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I was going to say,
Asian market
is
so volatile. God damn it. That's the type of shit he says. Not like, hey, is my hair cool for science class?
Yeah.
No.
So it starts with a voiceover, but for some reason, the voiceover is okay because in this movie, she is more or less explaining why she's qualified to give such advice and, you know, et cetera. Like she's got this very self-aware, you know, voice that's, and it's good.
And it's kind of helpful too if you're not like, at the time, everybody was living that time. Like, I saw this movie when it was out.
Like 800 times. We always went to the movie.
I saw it in the Dollar Theater in Phoenix. During the summer in Phoenix, we used to have these Dollar Theaters, and they were $1.50 theaters, which they'd play the movies that were out of the main theaters, and the theaters were, like, shitty and run down, but it was ice cold in there, and you'd go in there when it's 112 outside. Yeah. So I saw it then, and, you know, I was the same, basically I'm the same age as they were in this movie at the time. So it was like, okay, it all made sense then. But like watching it now, she's almost has to guide you through like, like I am a 90s teenager. This is what my life
is
like.
So teenager,
it becomes helpful, like almost like an archaeological thing. Like
it was very archaeological because some of that
so
technology,
90s.
I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh my God, do you remember?
And the slang too. Yeah. That's the other thing. It's I could see somebody watching it, like if a teenager watched that now, it would be like somebody in the 70s watching like a beat movie, like some like 1959, like be like, why are they talking like that? Why is it all slang? And like, why are they? They're all it's like somebody tried to pack it with as much. I was a kid then. Nobody talked like that.
No, nobody did.
No, they used every bit of slang.
It seemed like
from
it was
every
like
corner of
an
every
older
teendom.
Person.
Yeah,
it was like an older person who wrote it, and they're like totally tubular, bro. Like
they had their teenage daughter give them literally every word that everybody used, not just that group or whatever. It's like all of teendom threw up in her vocabulary. It's fucking very strange.
So her voiceover here is about how her life is a, you know, pretty normal life for a teenager. You know, she has like a housekeeper and
mansion.
Like, you know, she lives in a mansion. Her dad is
no
rich.
Problem.
She has a closet that has like, it's a rotating closet.
Like a
dry cleaner.
Like
and she
racks.
Has this computer program where she is a 16-year-old in her bra and underwear on this screen.
You know what? I was at the time. I was very much in favor of the way this was shot. I had no problem with it. Artistically, I'm talking obviously clearly.
Had a real appreciation.
The composition of the shot was great. The lighting. I was very happy with it when I was 15. It was excellent.
James is a dead man.
I was 15. What do you want from me?
I know. I'm joking. Yeah. So she's like a teenager, just like reviewing her outfits and doing like a little outfit simulator in her bra and underwear on the computer. I'm like, oh man.
She's got a touch screen.
Yeah.
Like a touch screen monitor in 1994, which is. But I'd never seen that at that point in time. And she had like a computer program. This was some high tech shit. Like this would have cost, that program would have cost $50,000 to make back then.
And the funny thing about that scene is that, you know, like when James and I first started dating, that picture of Alicia Silverstone on the computer was the background on his phone.
It was not the background.
No, it wasn't.
On my phone.
Okay.
She is a jerk.
I just love teasing you about it. I don't know why. Because it's like one of the only things like where you act like a human and you told me like I had a crush on her when I was a teenager, and I'm just like, what?
What do you want? I don't know. It was age appropriate and normal.
Mine was
and
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, there you go. See, that was age appropriate and normal for you.
No, because I was 8 and I was like,
well, that was
oh,
a little
I
weird.
Love him.
No. Yeah, I was the same age as her. She was in those Aerosmith videos just running around fields and shit.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want from me? I was a goddamn teenager.
We find out that her stepbrother is coming over, and she's like, he's barely even my stepbrother. And
they try to drive that point home a lot. Yeah. Like, look, this is barely a relation, but still.
Because she's like, you were only married to his mom for a couple of years.
Yeah, and that was like 5 years ago.
And that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And then her dad says that you divorce your wife, but you can't divorce your kids. So
you don't divorce kids.
So you don't divorce
your
kids. I'm sorry.
Not, it's not his kid.
No, that's true. It's not his kid. So he says you don't divorce kids. So
yeah.
hot take. What is this guy's name again? You told it to me like
six
times.
I don't remember. I can't. For some reason now his real name is passing me by, but I always just call him Nick Tortelli because he's Carla's husband on Cheers.
Yeah. Nick Tortelli.
Which,
I can't remember what I.
He's amazing on Cheers. He's just so gruff.
He's a great actor, but
he's like a broke Boston TV repairman.
He feels enough like Paul Rudd is, or no, sorry, not Paul Rudd. He feels enough like this person who is barely Alicia Silverstone's stepbrother.
Just some kid.
Enough that he's like, this is my son
and
type of thing.
Come stay with me whenever you want.
Whenever you want. And my fridge is always available for you to rage it and then fucking leave the shit out.
Leave my cold cuts out on the counter with an open mayonnaise jar. No problem.
And the bread not twist tied back
nothing.
Up.
Nothing. Just
leaves
it out.
Go fuck yourself.
Walks away.
What are you doing, Paul? No.
Put it away. How long does that take? Took you 2 seconds to take it out. Take it five more to put it away.
Yeah.
Put the lid on it. Put it away. One thing they don't establish in this movie ever is the age of Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Which is, again, creepy, because once again, we have an issue where their step siblings they met as step. It's not like they knew each other for years, went out when they were kids, and then their parents hooked up, broke up, and that would be different.
Yeah.
The situation they met under is, here's your new brother.
Yes.
And then now there's, okay, so that's right away. And we know he's in college.
And she's 16, or she's about to be 16.
She's about to be 16. We know he's in college, but we don't know, so he's at least 18, and he seems like he's been in college for more than 1 year, so 19.
He could be 20.
Yeah.
But still, then there's 19 or 20, and she's almost 16.
That's what I'm saying.
And
I don't like that.
Stepbrother. I don't like that either.
One out of the two is bad enough.
I would have liked
it
better if she was like turning 18 and then he was like, you know.
That would be
fine.
She was a senior.
But otherwise, this movie made me feel yucky. Because when you're watching it, when you first watch it and it's on TBS, you're like, oh my God, as if. And then you do this whole like, ugh, as if. And it's totally bugging me out. And you do that, and it's great, and it's hilarious. And you're like, I'm going to wear my plaid outfit. And then you watch it again and you're like, ooh. And that was the same thing with Grease, if I'm being honest. Because I was like, I do not remember this movie being so naughty.
But that outfit, by the way, that she wore was like just everywhere in high school at that time.
Yeah.
The like above the knee, like
plaid skirt.
No, the stockings with the little skirt.
Yeah, yeah,
like that was a, what the fuck is that outfit? But all girls in high school wore that when I was in school.
Wow.
It was just like Alicia Silverstone knockoff. So she made that look very popular. I don't know if she did it, but somebody did.
Probably Alicia Silverstone.
I remember that a lot.
Probably me. Yeah. So, we're preparing for a stepbrother to come here. We see that Alicia Silverstone is a very bad driver. She's driving her friends to school. Stacey Dash is fighting with her boyfriend, who's Donald Faison. And they're like fighting in front of everybody. And Alicia Silverstone is kind of like, hey, like, you know, maybe you should date somebody else because he's a high school boy and this is super embarrassing.
Yeah, that's her thing, is she's too good for high school boys.
Yeah, and he calls Stacey Dash woman, and she's like, you know, I hate it when you call me that because, you know, it just seems like.
Yeah, stop calling me that.
Yeah, and he explains that just because they're calling you that doesn't mean that it.
Yeah, so he said street slang is a growingly accepted form of expression, and although some terms may be derogatory, they're not necessarily underlying tones of misogynism or whatever the fuck he said.
And he smiled, and it was funny. Yeah. I was laughing because I was like, well, yeah, I mean, of course.
He memorized that shit.
Also, if somebody says that they don't like that nickname and that's your girlfriend, just don't say it.
He calls her that the whole time.
You can say it to just anybody, but now it's disrespectful, Don.
The whole point of him is that he's like, he's a rich kid. He drives a Beamer, but he's like trying to act street and shit. That's the point of him, I think. Yeah, every time.
I missed that.
That's why when he's shaving his head later, he's like, I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. He drives a BMW. Like, he's not.
I just loved him.
Yeah. Oh, he was hysterical. I love that character.
Especially when Stacey Dash was
As an actor, he's great, too. He's just a funny actor.
I'm going to call your mom. And he's like, no.
Yeah, don't call my mom. No, that character's fantastic.
Yeah.
I like how when Dion comes out, she explains that we're both named after great singers of the past who now are on infomercials.
Oh, yes.
Which was hilarious because this was before the Cher revival. This was before the late 90s.
We're still all in that the shit. Cher revival.
But there was a middle period in the 80s and early 90s where Cher was like, oh, remember her? And she was like, buy my hair care products. And that's all she did. She didn't have albums out or any shit like that.
Cher in the studio, everybody.
Thanks, Cher. Thank you for joining us there. She's a very busy lady. Thank you for coming in.
Don't forget to wash your hands on the way out, Cher.
Very busy, Cher is. Yeah. But she said, you know what? I'm going to stop by just to do that.
Just to do that little piece for you guys. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Don't say that we never did anything.
It took a lot to set that up. There was assistance and we had to go through
a lot of emails. So we're in debate class and Alicia Silverstone takes her gum out and holds it in her hand like that's not distracting.
On her end of her nail.
While she is giving her argument about Haitians.
Partying with the Haitians.
Partying with the Haitians. You get the vibe that so obviously we know that Alicia Silverstone's dad is a lawyer, or no, he's a litigator.
A litigator, which is the scariest kind of lawyers, as she says.
Yeah. And so, you know, she's trying to be good with, you know, debating. She takes pride in that. And but a lot of the times, like, she does have that teenage innocence where they want to make good points, but they just don't.
Well, yeah, because she's 15 or 16 or whatever.
It's so funny.
Indeterminate age.
I so painfully remember being like that. You know, when I was younger, like, I want to sound smart.
You want to have an opinion. You just don't know what it is yet. So it's a thing that you you know what? If you're listening and you're that age, have whatever opinion you have. Just go for it. Because whatever, it'll develop into something later.
Yeah.
But you don't have, a lot of people are like, well, don't say anything until you've had some experience. No, say what you want. Get practice at it and then keep going later on.
So maybe if you say your opinion, somebody might be mad at you.
And
you
might be right.
That it's wrong or whatever. And
maybe
then they
right.
might tell you something that makes you change your mind. You're like, wow, you know what?
Yeah.
That I was wrong about that.
And
anyway.
You might be right, too. That's the other thing.
Or you might be right.
You could be right.
I'm done lecturing for the day. They get their report cards in class, and I did love that Alicia Silverstone valued being rich, popular, and also smart. Like, she cared about her grades.
Yeah.
Usually the popular girls, and usually girls in movies, are never really doing that great at, like, math or, like, you know, something like that.
Yeah, grades were important to her from a... success was important to her.
Achieving
just general
success. And it wasn't just because, like, my dad's gonna kill me. It was like, I got a 98% in geometry. Check me out.
It's
like, she
like,
was really excited about
my family's successful.
Yeah.
I'm going to be successful. This is just what you do. That was like her, which I remember as a teenager being like, wow, this is the most foreign thing in the world.
Yeah, James didn't care about that.
It's like, holy shit. All this success and you know,
getting
future
grades,
hope and all this stuff. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah,
this is
but
awesome.
James is also really smart, and he just like acted dumb when he was a kid.
No, I just had
crazy.
Stuff to do. That's all.
What stuff could you possibly have to do?
I had things going on. Don't worry about it. It was
writing love letters to Alicia Silverstone.
Well, I mean, a couple, maybe.
Now we meet Paul Rudd. And Paul Rudd
is
rummaging the fridge, and you know, they have like a good banter going back and forth where she's like, you know, what is it with college kids and listening to whiny music? And then he just, you know, makes a jab about how she's so airheaded and ditzy.
Yeah,
isn't
missing whoever at the mall or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
He makes a mall comment, Contempo Casuals,
Contempo Casual. He does make a mall comment, which is like, you know what, that's kind of your thing. But also, I love that Paul Rudd is like the epitome of what a lot of a certain age of people think yeah. that college kids are like.
Yeah, especially then.
Yeah.
Just like a kind of one. But he actually, I remember college kids then. There was kids like that who are like an accurate rep. Like, I'm, they went to college and they all of a sudden thought they were, you know, 31.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they watch like the news and they're like, it's cool to stay informed, which is what Paul Rudd says.
That's what he says, which is fine. It is cool to stay informed. But at the time.
That was an impression of Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Not that we didn't get him.
No, it made him seem even older, too, where you're like, okay, so what is this guy? Is he a senior, a college senior? He seems older.
He seems like he's like 25.
Yeah.
But it is cool to
like
stay
a grad
informed.
Student.
It is cool to stay informed.
Sure, what the fuck? Why
but
not?
Also preserve your sanity. So if you find like you're driving yourself crazy, take a break.
Yeah, and one of the things you need to stay informed about is while you're watching the news, don't fuck your stepbrother. That's a thing that you need to do.
That is very important.
You should probably not do that.
To do.
I mean, only not when the news is on. I think the other time it's fine.
Yeah, just don't. Just stepbrother off limits.
Yeah, when you're watching CNN talk about Bosnia.
And I don't even know. I tried to think about what the appropriate amount of time that they could have been step siblings was. And I think if you're like, if it was 5 years ago, then she was at least 11.
Yeah.
When she
and
met
he
him.
Was like 14.
So if they were married for like 6 months. It's
still,
like, okay, that you guys knew each other when you were like 11.
Yeah. And they met as this is your brother.
And then, yeah.
That's just not the relationship.
No.
Once there's that relationship established, you just can't have sex with that person
like,
ever.
Our most recent,
I would hope not.
Yeah, like our most recent reality TV obsession has been My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The couple
that's great.
The couple that we were just watching, the woman was 10 years older than the groom.
Which is fine.
But she was his babysitter.
From the time he was three.
So I kind of thought that was creepy.
And he said she's never had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she's been waiting for him the whole time.
Yeah, that's creepy
and not good. Is fucking weird. Like, that's what I mean. If you meet in an inappropriate relationship.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
If you meet.
It's just weird.
If Paul Rudd is meeting Alicia Silverstone at 11, you know, and below.
Yeah.
Yuck.
It's gross.
You're looking at a child and then like, you're like, because I think I would look at that person and I'd be like, I remember when you were a little shithead kid and like, what's up? Do you want to make out? No. I would never think to.
No, it's gross. That's what I mean. He should look at her as a little kid. She should look at him as my brother. It's just not good.
Yeah, and he stinks. Yeah.
It's just fucking weird. By the way, I have to say, I have to mention, we've been watching the American Gypsy Wedding there, and the greatest scene I've ever seen happened.
Oh, yes.
There was a brawl with a bunch of women.
Yes.
And a pregnant woman wandered into the brawl. Didn't wander, and she came in to fight. And we're talking not like, oh, I heard she's pregnant. You could see from space that she was pregnant.
Visibly very pregnant.
7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
She jumps into the fray to start fighting and throwing down. So this one chick just grabs her by the hair and starts wailing on this pregnant girl's face. And then they talk to the aggressor later on.
And the talking head.
And she said, well, I didn't want to hit her stomach, which, admirable.
Yeah, thank you.
She said, but I figured she wasn't pregnant in her face.
She wasn't pregnant in her face.
So it was fine to pummel it with my fist.
I cannot tell you how many times we had to rewind it.
She wasn't pregnant
in
her face.
And that is what she said. I don't know what season
it's
from. I don't know what episode
it's from. Oh, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen on TV.
She is truly a delight.
Not the punching of a pregnant woman.
No.
Someone justifying it by the fact that she wasn't pregnant in her face is beyond fucking comprehension.
Dallas was walking us through her thought process in the moment. Yeah, she is.
Most people would say that was regrettable or something. She said, I'm going to justify this.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a way to make it. You know what? She's not pregnant in her face.
Yeah.
And you can't argue that, I guess, if you're going to. I don't know. That was wild.
It's hard to argue with
I suppose
with that.
Not.
But what
Sorry.
We can argue
Back
with.
Back to Clueless. I was just.
Nick Tortelli, Alicia Silverstone's dad, says that he wants Alicia Silverstone to do something with her life. And she's kind of like, yeah, I'm trying to figure that out.
We like that.
You know,
we want
that's
goals
good.
For her.
Ambition. That's lovely. So he asks her if her report cards have been given out. And she's like, well, no, not yet, because I didn't like the grades that I saw. So she's going to be negotiating, because she said to never accept a first offer.
Yeah. So they're just a jumping off point. Her report card.
She's negotiating with her teachers for better grades.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I wish I would have thought of that.
Well, I'm sure that you would have thought of it. You just didn't care.
I didn't
about
care
what
enough.
Your grades were.
I was like,
you
whatever. Your dad was argue about like, it.
Because your dad challenged you and said, I dare, if you don't fucking get good grades. And well, then you did it, and then you're like, cool, leave
no,
me
no,
alone.
I said that. Yeah. I said, if you leave me alone for a whole quarter, I'll get good grades to show you that you just should leave me alone. So he went, all right, fine. And then I got good grades, and I went C, and then I went right back to getting shitty grades.
That is so infuriating.
I just wanted to show. It's not that I'm not. I just don't want to. So
great.
I don't know why I didn't want to. I just didn't want to. Didn't feel like it.
So many problems with that.
That's a dealing with me in a nutshell right there.
I just don't want to. Okay, so her negotiations are as such. For PE, she says that an evil boy broke her heart, and
the PE teacher
bumps her up from a C to a B.
Is clearly a woman who
doesn't like men.
Isn't real into men, let's just say, yeah. The gym teacher.
She does not like men. She's, men are bastards.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, she is right. But
she is correct.
At the same time, she has sworn off completely, it looks like, because of this.
Science, she, with Ms. Geist, she is going to call her congressperson and bring up the violations of the Clean Air Act.
Yeah, start a letter-writing campaign.
Yeah, that's right. She's going to start a letter-writing campaign, so she's going to get that moving.
That's good.
Which I thought that was really awesome, and I think that I would have valued a teacher like that when I was in high school who showed us that stuff.
Yeah, teachers because, didn't show us shit.
Like a lot of the teenagers, people want to please like adults, so you'd want your teacher to like think that you were cool. My government teacher made me jacked to like register to vote.
Interesting. Yeah, we had our classrooms were way overcrowded. Kids were like sitting on the heater. So they were like, just don't stab each other, please, by the time you get out of this class. And I'll be very happy about it. I did have a Civil War. I had took a whole semester on Civil War, and this guy was insane.
Yeah.
He had, like, he definitely was like packing a musket when he went outside.
Do you think so?
He was really into the Civil War. And that got me into the Civil War because he was so excited. He would like fucking act it out and shit. And you're like,
cool.
What the hell is wrong with this guy? The first couple days, you're like, this guy's out of his fucking mind. And after a while, you're like, all right, let's see.
I'm into this.
Let's check out and see what happened at Antietam. What do we got?
The debate class with the inconceivable guy from Princess
Bride. Yeah. Oh, he's great.
She can't get him to be on her side.
No.
So she's going to try to work around this, and because she's trying to say like, okay, well, what if I do this? What if I do this? What if I do this? And he's like, nope, not budging. And so she's like, well, there's a reason why he's like this, because he's miserable. So he clearly needs to have a love interest.
Yeah, look at him. He's obviously a miserable middle-aged guy with, you know, not a lot of prospects.
She and Stacey Dash, they run the names of teachers, like who should he go out with, and they land on Miss Geist, who's the science teacher. So they write like
she's
a love
mess.
Note, and they leave her a letter in her mailbox, and she picks it up. And it's so funny because most people would probably be like, "This is fucking creepy."
They'd look around, what the hell?
Like, who the fuck? And they'd rip it up, like, because they know that some kid was trying to prank her.
It's like an old timey romantic
thing.
She's
like very wistful about this. And you know what? I was excited for her.
I was too. She seems like a nice lady. I'd like her to find love. If she wants to find love, good for her.
Now we are back in class with Brecken Meyer, a.k.a. Spicoli Light, and he apparently has the most tardies in the class.
Maybe if I do this movie, my career will turn out like Sean Penn's, dude. I'll get Oscars and stuff. Yeah, and it didn't quite work out like that. He did some teen movies, and then they were like, yeah, you're like 5'3".
Yeah.
As an adult, it really doesn't fly.
Oh, good.
It's not, we just can't abide
by
it, I'm sorry.
Wasn't he in the Garfield movie?
I haven't seen the Garfield movie.
What?
I love Garfield, but I can't watch any newfangled Garfield. Garfield comes out of a comic book in its purest form. Not a comic book, but a comic strip. That's Garfield.
Alicia Silverstone blames some of her tardiness on her period, I take issue with.
She said in front of the class, I was riding the Crimson Wave.
Yes.
I had to book it to the ladies.
I had to book it to the ladies' room, and that's why I was late. And he says, I am assuming that that's a female issue. And she said, yes.
Therefore,
and he said, okay, I will waive it.
I will let
so
that slide.
She did get to do that. But the. I don't know. I struggle.
That was just a 90s joke. In the 80s and 90s, that was like a thing.
What's the joke part?
The joke is that
we get our period?
No, the joke is that if you say that, men will just go, oh, I don't know. Oh, sure. Yeah, that's I don't know anything about periods. And I'm so uncomfortable with you mentioning a period that if you could kill someone and you could say, well, I was on the way to the bathroom because I was having my period, you go, oh, I'm sure you're fine.
Can
then
I tell
your
you
period.
Something funny?
That's how it was back then.
I probably told you this, and I'm going to have to apologize if I have told you this, but... One time I had to go to the store and I had to go get tampons and my dad wanted to come to the store with me, but I knew he'd be uncomfortable about it. So he kept arguing and I was like, no, dad, I don't want you to come to the store with me. And then he's like, why? How come I can't hang out with you? I was like, I'm getting tampons. And he was like, oh, okay, I'll see you later.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So it's true, though.
There was that was like every sitcom had that joke.
Sorry,
that was just an old joke in the 90s. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Oh boy, female stuff. I don't know nothing about that. Sure, I'll let it slide.
Oh God.
Yeah, anybody could do that back then. So.
Okay, so yeah, she blames the tardiness on her period, and then she also plants the seed in the debate teacher's head that the science teacher, Miss Geist, likes him.
You said tardiness and period together. I don't know why those two words together just don't sound right.
Why?
I don't know.
You can be tardy for first period.
Yeah, but
or
first,
if your period
I don't like
is
the
late.
Word tardy, first of all,
well,
right?
Well,
then.
Yeah, no, it's not good, but that's what the word is.
No, I'm just saying. I always thought that was a silly word. So you just said tardiness and period together, which made it sound...
Sometimes your period is tardy.
I get it, but I don't know why when you mix those two words together, it's there's something involved and there's...
I think you're thinking too much into it.
I picture it. There's like a... I don't know what it is. It's no good. It's no good. I'm getting a bad visual that I don't
just
really
stop
want.
Stop thinking about it.
I can't
it's
help it.
It's out of your head. It's
all
out
right.
of your head.
Well, my period Maybe is tardy, so what are you going to do?
I thought you said my period is starting. I was like, wait, what?
Hold on. I got to book it to the ladies.
Really derailed.
I'm riding the crimson wave. I got to book it to the ladies. So I'll be back.
I don't know what happened. Okay, so she plants the idea that the science teacher likes him. And she's gotten, we cut back to her at home. And apparently she's gotten a bunch of like parking tickets. And her dad's upset because he's like, you don't even have your driver's license. Why are you driving around? I didn't know you could get tickets. She's like, oh, yeah, you could get tickets anytime. Which
yeah, you
I thought
get tickets.
Was so funny.
That was funny. I didn't know you could get tickets without having a driver's
she
license.
She just so badly wants to like feel smart and like part of the conversation that she's like, oh, no, yeah, sure. You get tickets whenever.
Yeah, well, anytime you can get tickets, actually. I know things.
Paul Rudd is in the backyard being so stereotypical college student reading Nietzsche.
Dressed in all black with sunglasses on and a jacket in the sun reading Nietzsche. It's
yeah,
like, come
so
on,
he's
bro.
Reading Nietzsche. And so Alicia Silverstone says, well, I can't drive. My dad's going to freak out. So I need to be with somebody who's a licensed driver.
He's a beret short of needing to get punched in the ear. We'll put it that way. Like he's that fucking close.
And I think like he probably made an appointment to go get his ear pierced a couple of times to get that little hoop, that little tiny
maybe.
Hoop.
Maybe.
I think that he did. Possible. I think that he wanted a hoop.
Or a
stud. Oh, if you got your ear pierced, would you be a hoop or a stud guy?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Okay,
Never thought to pierce anything just because I'm like, I never needed a hole in my body bad enough to get in a car and drive somewhere and be like, please put a hole in my body.
Wow.
Here's money. I mean, it's fine. If a hole popped up, I wouldn't be upset about it, but I've never been like, I need to fucking like take my, you know me, if I don't really want something, I'm just not interested. So it's one of those things where
like
I'm just like,
he doesn't want to get good grades.
I don't care. That's what I mean. It's like, hey, whatever. I mean, if they happen, they happen. It's one of those
shameful.
Things. If I woke up with some holes, I don't know.
He says that Paul Rudd brings up that Marky Mark is an activist.
He's going to plant a celebrity tree.
So he's going to go plant a celebrity tree, and he thinks it's so cool.
Marky Mark.
That Marky Mark is using his popularity for good. And I was like, wham.
And she said,
in every Transformers movie after this.
He's going to be in everything after this. She said that it's wonderful that he's taking time from his busy pants dropping schedule.
That is beautiful.
That's a 90s hardcore double 90s reference.
Yeah.
First of all, if you don't know, if you're very young, Marky Mark is Mark Wahlberg. You know that guy who's in like movies and shit? Well, he used to be a hilarious rapper, and unintentionally. He was a white guy rapper who...
But before that, he was a...
Well, no, then he became an underwear.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was a rapper first, yeah. And then he was the underwear model. I keep getting it
And he had this
up.
Video where he was working out with a bar with cinder blocks on it. Oh. And I was supposed to be like, look at me. I'm like tough.
Mark.
I'm like Rocky IV, like running up a mountain with a log on my
Mark.
Back. And it was like he was all cool. And then he became like an underwear model when he was like, I don't want to really rap anymore because it's clearly ridiculous that I'm doing this. And then now he's on somehow in a movie star. I don't know how.
I don't know how either.
He's a worse actor than he is a fucking rapper, so I don't understand how that happened.
Yeah, the only times where he's good in
feel
movies.
Feel it.
Oh. So, we got Marky Mark here.
Thank you, Marky Mark. Hey, be careful. Cher is on the. Yeah, don't hit her car when you're backing out. All right. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Marky.
Okay. Marky Mark is not a good actor.
No, he's fucking terrible. Are you kidding me?
He's not like a good action star.
He's the worst.
The only movies where he's good is where he's playing an asshole that's like awful.
Yeah, where did he play a boxer? What movie was that where he played a boxer? Know. He was okay in that because it seems like he's sort
of
got brain
Mark.
Damage. I don't. Yeah. That's why I don't even know the name of the movie.
Like
but.
The only time that I thought that Chris D'Elia did well as an actor was in You season 2, and that was because he kind of played a pervert.
Which
and
he,
I was like, he looks like a pervert.
Yeah, there's some. I won't. No comment. He's a pervert. The comment. He is
James
a pervert.
James has no comment for
he
once.
He is a pervert. He is a fucking
pervert.
When
he's pervert. Got that hot tea.
Yeah.
Okay. The debate teacher and he runs into Alicia Silverstone and Stacey Dash. They give him just a thermos of coffee. Any normal teacher would be like, no, I'm not having your
thermos.
Coffee. She's like, oh, I meant to do this.
Probably
instead,
jizzed in that. I'm not taking this.
Yeah. Everybody. Yuck. Are you no, trying to put? And he's like, cool. I'll just take this thermos of coffee and go offer
sucky
a cup
French roast.
Miss Geist, and then we can both be poisoned because you've complained about your grades from both of us. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, yo, you're just real trusting, sir.
It's all good. That's what I. They treat the kids like adults in this movie because they're like, I don't know if they're like just because they're rich or whatever, but they treat them all like adults.
Yeah, they're all adults.
They're all like
of course.
Making business deals
they
on
are
cell
adults.
Phones, and
they're
and,
all the, 28.
They are all 28. Outside of Alicia Silverstone, they are all 28.
It doesn't matter because the love thermos worked.
Love thermos.
The love thermos.
It's a
worked.
Love thermos.
They met up on the bench. They were both sitting there talking. A love has blossomed.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hardcore
ooh,
love.
Ooh, ooh. A love is brewing. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
Now brewing their love.
Their love.
James loves that joke. Okay.
It's a good joke. It's
so the grades are all getting better because Ms. Geist and the debate teacher, Mr. Hall, are in love.
They're
and
thrilled.
That was the problem, everybody.
That's it. They were just not. It's
they
not that the kids weren't trying hard
sex.
Enough.
That's it.
Not that you weren't doing your homework or doing your debates in a prepared
it
way.
They were always doing it the right way. Yeah. And then the teachers just weren't having sex. Yeah. So that's why they
that's it.
Didn't.
So
you
if
know.
You got bad grades out there, anybody, you're sitting there, you're not happy with your job. And it's like, it's all because of my bad grades. Your teacher was just needed to bust a nut and you would have been fucking way better off.
Gross.
You would be somewhere else right now. Think about your grossest teacher. They just needed to jizz on something or on someone.
Yeah.
And everything would have been better for you. See how that works?
And you're a fuck up because you didn't know that you should have hooked them
you
up.
You should have set
somebody.
Them up. Yeah. All those teachers, you could have hooked them up with somebody.
Yeah.
There's somebody just as gross as them, I'm
and
sure.
And you know what you chose not to do? That. Okay. So anyway, all of her grades are getting better. Her dad is impressed that all of her grades have gone up from a C+ to an A-.
She argued her way from a C plus to an A- in one course.
Yes. Yeah, so she argued her way up to these better grades and he can't believe it.
I love what he says.
And what did he say?
He says, I couldn't be prouder than if they were based on actual grades,
yeah.
Which I thought was great that she argued her way up a whole grade. I thought that was hilarious. Good line.
So she's decided she wants to do more to help people because she's realized that her matchmaking skills are unparalleled. So she wants to just.
That's a great way to put it. That's exactly what she does.
I'm a genius matchmaker, yeah. So I'm going to be helping everyone.
Absolutely.
And then this is where we meet our lovely darling angel, Brittany Murphy, AKA Ty.
I thought you were going to get much darker with that. Okay, I'm glad.
Wow. Why
I don't know why. I thought you were going to say AKA and then talk about what happened to her. So I'm glad you didn't.
No, I would never do that.
I don't know. I don't know why I thought that was coming. I really.
When have I ever done that?
I don't know. That's why I have no reason to. I have no reason to think it would be coming. But for some reason in my mind, I was like, oh, no, she's going dark. Like, wait, no, she's not. She's fine. She's not going to say that. That's terrible. Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to talk about that. That's dark, man.
No, we're not.
This is like very beginning Brittany Murphy. Like, I remember we were watching a while back, we were watching fucking Frasier reruns, and
she was on that,
and that was like probably the year before, and she looked fucking 12. So this is like, she's young. Like,
she
she's
might
an actual
have been
teenager.
16 in this movie. Yeah, she looks very young.
Totally looks it.
People are already being mean to her. She is the new student in school. She's wearing like a flannel shirt. She's got some baggy jeans on.
She looked like a skater chick
from
back
hair.
Home.
She looks very grungy.
Yeah.
And so they are going to take her under, like, so they, as in Alicia Silverstone and Stacey Dash, are going to take her under their wing. And, you know, give her a makeover and make her popular.
Yeah. That's what they're going to do. They're going to say, oh, look at her. Oh, she's so clueless. She's so adorably clueless.
Yes. Brittany Murphy says that her first thing that she wanted to do was to find out where the herbal refreshments are. And they're like, yeah, we don't have any tea here, but we have Coke. And it's so funny because, like, the whole time, there's a couple of things that Brittany Murphy says and, like, you know, the other characters, I'm not thinking of their names now.
Cher,
but,
Dion.
Later on in the movie. Mm. And then, like, that they're so... I just don't remember hearing those parts.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't remember about...
You guys got Coke here?
No shit. Like, I don't remember her swearing.
You got Coke here?
I don't remember her,
you saw it on TBS. They probably just cut that part out.
I saw it on TBS, and if I'm being honest with you, I only thought that, like, the movie... I just, if you were to ask me, like, before I watched this again, because I haven't watched it in years... What's this movie? I'd been like, you know, tell me scene by scene. I would have said, okay, they drive in a Jeep, they go to a mall, they go to that party where they do the rolling with the homies.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
a big part
at
of the movie.
End, Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone kiss. And
at the end, she fucks her brother. Yeah. And that's the movie.
Yay! So, but that's what I would have remembered from the movie. And that's no offense to this movie. It's just, that's just kind of what it seems like. Rolling with the homies.
So
that's
good, it'll make you fuck your brother.
Yeah. Brother fucking good time.
It's a brother fucking good time.
What's up, brother fuckers?
Yeah, that should have been the tagline of this movie.
But What's up, brother fuckers?
I don't know if it would have been as successful.
Anyway, so Brittany Murphy meets Brecken Meyer. I wrote down BM meets BM. He has his skateboard on the counter in the cafeteria.
Yeah, instead of a tray, he's
instead
using
of a tray,
skateboard.
That's
which
gross and so not
sense.
Sanitary, but that's fine.
Concave, everything would just fall off.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And it's not stable.
No.
And then Alicia Silverstone and Stacey Dash are eating food. And Alicia Silverstone says that if you cut a pretzel, like a soft pretzel with a knife and fork, that you lose weight cutting up your pretzel with utensils. Making them,
and it's a lot of like little like...
That was a lot of pretzel and utensil.
Yeah, it's a lot of little like girly 90s things in this movie like that. Like, you know, like I saw in this thing that you could, you know.
Yeah.
It was weird.
But
yeah.
Instead, like, you know, in Seinfeld when they cut up their... Snickers bar, it makes sense because your fingers always get like chocolate all over it if you eat it like that. But I just love that they're she's like, apparently you lose weight this way, and I was like, oh, remember when people believed really stupid weight loss things?
They do now too. Jesus, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, they still do.
Yeah.
All right. So popular girls are the worst. They always tell other girls how to be, act, do, and, you know, whatever. Like, so beginning with Brittany Murphy, Alicia Silverstone, and Stacey Dash are like, don't like Brecken Meyer.
Yeah,
like,
you can't like him.
He's a loser. Don't, you know, don't enjoy talking to him.
They walk her through the whole, like, all the groups to tell her why
these
she shouldn't
are,
be. Yeah.
These are these kids. These are the AV club kids. These
this
are the
Persian mafia. Yeah. You have to own a BMW. It's just a bunch of like Middle Eastern kids on cell phones, like making business deals, clearly, that look like they're 40.
Yeah.
And then, the burnouts are
the popular boys, which has got Elton
and
Donald Faison.
Yeah, Murray.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't remember the other people.
They don't matter.
Although Donald Faison's friend, the one that was shaving his head at the party, which I was like, what a funny party party thing to do. You're like, let's go get wasted at this guy's party and like let's use shaving cream and shave our heads.
Which people would be cutting each other's hair at parties in the 90s. It was weird. I don't know, because in the 90s you'd shave your head and do weird shit with it. Like, I'll shave that off and do this and weird. I don't know. It was a weird thing.
Do you remember when people used to like reinvent themselves over the summer? summer or like over spring break or that. Something like that. Because you could do that. Now everybody's lives and childhoods are curated.
I remember one kid, I think I mentioned it before. He was really into rap music. And then the next year he came in. I went to school in Arizona for 1 year. And it was the end of 1 year and beginning of another year. Mm-hmm. He was super into rap music and he was like into like Public Enemy and shit like that. And then the next year he came in, he was a full head to toe fucking cowboy.
Wow.
I mean, boots and a buckle and a hat. And I went, what the fuck? It's been I haven't seen you in 2 months. It hasn't been five years. 2 months. And he was a fucking cowboy. Every day.
That's great.
Like a 45-year-old guy walking in with his belt buckle and his like cowboy shirt tucked into his jeans.
He was trying to discover who he was.
He was trying to figure it out hard. Yeah. I don't know what the shit it was weird.
You're out there and you're listening, cowboy. Listen, I hope that you are doing well.
Hope everything's going well. But you know what? I don't think it is for you.
Probably not.
Something tells me it's not.
It's fine because they give Brittany Murphy a makeover. I love her. I write down throughout this whole entire note process. I love Brittany Murphy. Paul Rudd makes himself a sandwich, one slice of turkey, a quick swipe of mayo, and then just leaves everything opened and out on the counter with reckless abandon.
I mean, one piece of turkey.
You're barely my stepbrother, sir, and you're just coming in here and you're fucking leaving the giant tub full of deli meats.
It was a
open.
Tub. There was like 7 pounds of turkey in there sliced up. I don't get
like
how much turkey you're buying.
It was like a tub where I'm sure a lot of you guys have worked as a server where that's like the fucking lettuce tub and you got to switch it out for the salad.
Giant.
It was a giant fucking
full of
tub.
Turkey and he just leaves it out.
No, it wasn't full of turkey.
Full, half full.
Only no, it only had one layer of turkey.
Either way, he made a sandwich with one piece of turkey. He put one piece of turkey on the bread, a dip
Didn't
of mayo.
Twist tie the fucking bag back up.
And he put the mayo on the turkey instead of the bread.
Yeah.
What the fuck,
Paul
Rudd?
Have
doing,
you
Paul
ever
Rudd?
Made a sandwich?
Yeah, that turkey. Now that bread, that's going to shift and you're not going to have it. It's not going to be equally spread, you dumb shit.
Yeah.
Not that mayo shouldn't be on anything anyway, but if you're going to put it on it, do it right, you asshole.
Yeah, you got to let the turkey shine. It's
indeterminate,
already turkey.
Yeah, you're right. You indeterminate age sister fucker.
Hey.
Yeah. Take that, Paul Rudd.
Vampire.
You're a vampire, too, because you look the same.
Yeah, he does. He looks kind of like almost younger now.
It's creepy.
A lot of guyliner in this movie for Paul Rudd, though.
Well, they have to make him like,
you
know.
You gotta make him brooding and pop.
Hey, I'm brooding,
man. He reads Nietzsche.
I'm in college. I listen to like Dave Matthews and read Nietzsche.
And he puts mayonnaise on turkey, not on the bread. What are you doing?
Fucking
bedazzle the bread.
Savage.
Anyway, they try to hook up Brittany Murphy with Elton, one of the popular boys. So then the one that looks like John Mayer. Is that? I always get
he
John Mayer.
He does look like John Mayer.
I always
a
get John
bit.
Mayer and Jack Johnson confused.
That's John Mayer, he looks
I
like.
I kept calling him Jack Mayer, and everybody, when I went there, I sounded like everyone's grandpa. I'm like, oh, we're over here. Like somebody calls. I'm like, we're trying to get into the Jack Mayer concert. And they're like, it's John Mayer? And I was like, yeah, Jack Mayer. Love
yes,
him.
I'm trying to buy these tickets for my granddaughter.
Yes. Oh, hello. Yes, I'd like to see the guitar man.
I'd like to see the Jack Mayer show.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was Jack Mayer.
Is his program start at 8? Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Shut up. I know I'm old. I don't care.
I love it when you get 80 all of a sudden. It's
I
great.
Had no idea.
She could put on 50 years like that, guys. It's pretty impressive.
It just comes natural to
me. Wild, man.
Did not know who he was. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, my.
Is this music? Okay,
you're
so Brittany Murphy is staying for dinner, and I love the dad
at Cher's house
at Alicia Silverstone's house. I love the dad because Brittany Murphy's sitting at the head of the table, and Alicia Silverstone goes, "Dad, this is my friend Ty," and he's like, "Get out of my chair!"
Yeah, get out of my chair. He doesn't even look at it. Get out of my chair, and she jumps up. Oh,
no,
shit,
like
okay.
greeting, just no, get out of my chair.
Get out of my chair, which is a great dad thing to do. That's
great.
An old timey dad thing to do. Loved that.
So
he's awesome in this movie.
Stacey Dash and Donald Faison are going to the party because they're all going to a party in the valley. Mm-hmm. They find out that Elton's going to be there. So Alicia Silverstone's like, okay, we got to bring, you know, Brittany Murphy down there because, you know, we got to get her some FaceTime.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to make them together. It's going to be great. So I love that Stacey Dash and Donald Faison are using a map book.
Yes.
Do you remember how... fucking miserable those were, especially when shit was like in that And yeah. the spiral
park. God. And it was like until 15 years ago, that was all there was. You had a map book and that was it. And then like those, the like Garmin's and TomTom, the little fucking GPS you'd stick on your windshield came out.
That never worked anyway.
That were weird. And then, and then finally like in 2010 or so, like Google Maps got their head out of their ass and you could like
Or like remember printing out MapQuest directions?
Oh, there were the ones, four pages of directions of turn left here and turn right here and
formatting,
go a quarter mile.
You pressed print this page, it never like gave you the printer version. You just had like all the ads and all that shit, and you're like
ads, color shit, like a code at the bottom of a bunch of fucking characters and squiggly lines and shit.
This sounds very ancient.
It does,
you children, doesn't it?
Yeah, but this
we
is
had
what
to
it like
maps.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And we had to print something. So
they had a map book that they're using in the car.
They're arguing about, you know, that
they're an old married couple, clearly.
Yeah, that she's not reading the map book right.
And calling her woman repeatedly.
So now we're at the party with Alicia Silverstone and Brittany Murphy.
The whole crew's there. We're rolling with the homies, apparently.
We are rolling with the homies.
Fucking stupid shit.
But we get Alicia Silverstone's giving us good party advice. So she walks in and she says, "Do a lap before deciding a location." Yes, you should
That's absolutely good party advice.
This is what gives you, it grants you the opportunity. So show up like 20 minutes late, go around, say hi to everyone, make sure that you like make eye contact with people, and then have a drink in your hand. It doesn't really have to be, you don't have to consume it all. And then you leave in like 38 minutes.
That's
wonderful.
It's a good way to
That's
a
how
party.
I do parties.
It's a good way to do it. You make an
Unless
appearance.
I'm
she was here,
it.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Because then that way people are so trashed or they're so like whatever. But
you don't know how long you were there for.
Make sure that you kind of visit with everybody, but don't seem like you're going to stay. Then people will think that like, oh, did she leave?
If everybody saw you collectively, they'll think you were there for hours.
Yeah,
she was here. She was here. She must have been here a long time. No, just did a lap.
Yeah, just did a lap. It's a great move. Anyway, then they are smoking weed in the kitchen.
Breckenmeyer comes in.
Yeah, Breckenmeyer, he's got...
What does he offer? A chronic refreshment, I believe.
Yes, chronic refreshment.
Chronic refreshment,
that's right.
I was trying to remember.
They play that suck and blow card game where you put the card on your mouth.
Yeah,
and then you
put it on
like,
someone else's mouth, and they suck it in after. Yeah,
and Elton's gross, and he kissed Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, he dropped it on purpose.
And she's
and
like,
kissed
"Ew."
Her.
Yeah, Donald Faison is shaving his head. Stacey Dash goes to call his mom. I love that. So Breckenmeyer does like this weird, stupid trick off like the staircase or something, and totally falls and biffs it right in front of Brittany Murphy. And she's like, "That was so cool. I wish I could do it." Breckenmeyer said, but I wrote BM, "That was so cool." And then BM, and I was like, "Wow, they're both BM."
BM versus
BM too. Don't do it. If girls can do it, what shit would guys do to impress them? And I was like, this is so sad because literally we've never seen you do anything stupid. And we're just like, look at how cute he is. And you guys are like, I'm going to jump off that banister. We're already fawning
over you. Doesn't matter. We don't know that.
And then we're like, wow, that makes him look so stupid. And then we don't like you anymore because you did something stupid.
There's a reason peacocks have tails. And the males are more fancy because they spread them out because they have to show, look what I got. It's a thing. It's the same reason why when we did the bonus episode for Crime and Sports where we did personal ads. Women say what they want. Men say what they have in these personal ads. Everyone's like, woman's like, I'm looking for this, 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 and this. And every man is like, I'm a homeowner. I have a good job. Like, this is what I have to offer. And women are like, this is what I need you to have. Otherwise, I'm not interested in you. I don't mean materially.
One
just you
days.
Need to be tall. You know, so many ads are 6 foot plus. I mean, you know.
One of these days, we're going to have to do a deep dive on what James thought that the word homeowner meant when he was a child.
Yeah, because I did not get that that was a
that
word.
That you own a home.
That you own a home until I was like 14 years old. A homeowner, I was really like, what the fuck is that, man? All those commercials. If you're a homeowner, I'd be like, what is that? I've never heard this word used other than commercials. I don't know what it is.
Brittany Murphy gets hit in the head with something, and so she's off to go and do the rolling with the homies thing in the kitchen with Elton, because he wants to make sure that she doesn't have a concussion.
Yeah,
some dude is puking directly into the pool, and that was disgusting.
That was, dude, push him aside. Puke next
he's
to the pool,
puking,
asshole. We can
then
hose
these
that
people,
off.
People like turn and they look because they're in the pool because he's puking like right in their little fucking, yeah. like, in their wingspan at
oh,
least.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They
and they're like, ugh.
They could have cupped it up in their hand.
Yeah,
if they
I would have
to.
Probably splashed it back at them, just been like, yuck, get
Splash
out of here.
Get the net. Yeah, get the net. Get the skimmer.
Disgusting. And so Alicia Silverstone gets a call from her dad saying that she needs to go home. Elton offers to take her home. They do it like a little back and forth. Like, you should take Brittany Murphy. But like, Brittany Murphy seems to be pretty outspoken, and she just keeps getting pushed back and forth between yeah. the two cars while Alicia Silverstone and Elton have this fucking argument. And
about LA
if
fucking
that was me,
geography.
I would have been like, okay. Stop touching me.
You have to go north on
Which
Sunset.
Which fucking car go, yeah. am I getting into? Yeah. Or I will walk home. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, don't fucking, don't play with me right now. I don't like this.
Why does Brittany Murphy have a Santa Claus, a big giant plastic snowman from the yard?
I don't know, because I think this is around Christmas time.
It is, but she took one of the...
Maybe it was BYO Christmas decoration.
Maybe, but she took it with her. Yeah.
It's like, that's the entrance fee. You have to bring one lawn ornament.
One giant plastic light-up lawn ornament.
Bring the snowman. Right. Okay, so anyway, Elton is in the car. They're in the car, and Elton professes his adoration and I like you feelings with Alicia Silverstone.
First he was crooning cranberries at her
it
like a fucking weirdo.
It was pretty fucking sad.
It was uncomfortable.
And it wasn't zombie.
No, it was some other horseshit.
You have to fart and linger. Okay, so Alicia Silverstone's not interested in Elton. She's like, yuck, I've been trying to hook you up with Brittany Murphy. Like, you're actually the worst right now. You're a snob and a half. So she gets out of the car.
So he's like, cool, let's make out.
Yeah.
So he's which is
like,
his response
awesome,
to it.
I knew that you liked me. And then he tries to kiss her. She's like, ew, as if. She gets out of the car. And then she's like, uh-oh, holy shit, I don't have a plan here. So she goes to call somebody.
She's in a, quote, bad neighborhood, which for her
very,
is
well,
any neighborhood
she
that's
is in
not
a bad neighborhood
in her
because
yard.
The sign in the middle of the parking lot is a clown. And then it's clown liquor. So that's not a good
place yeah, so
to be
clearly
in at all.
She's not in her Beverly Hills neighborhood, is
and
the
it's
point.
Liquor like L-I-Q-O-R, not liquor.
Yeah,
like
not
liquor.
Here's a girl clown, you can lick
here's
her.
A, yeah.
Gross.
Or you can just lick a clown. Just it doesn't matter what gender they are.
Only lick a clown if you have some highly contagious disease. Then
yeah.
lick a clown, please. If you have tuberculosis or something,
James
go ahead and lick
them. Clowns, he misses them.
Lick them right in the face at that point.
Alicia Silverstone gets mugged at gunpoint in the parking lot of the liquor store, and she ends up calling on the payphone. I don't know how she calls him on the payphone because she didn't put any money into it because she didn't have any money.
Yeah,
she calls Paul Rudd.
Collect,
who,
I assume. I don't
who
know.
Who is in a current makeout session with his girlfriend, and he comes to get her. And, you know, take her home.
Yeah.
So, but like
Sun Valley, that's where she is.
Oh, yeah, she was in Sun Valley.
Boom.
But the thing is like her dad says you need to be home in 20 minutes.
It's 4 hours
and
later.
And then it's definitely 4 hours later. And with such a whiner she is, and I don't mean that she's a whiner in a bad way. I mean, she's just like a teenager, so that's like whatever. And she like she actually had a legitimate excuse
this
for why
time.
She was late.
She
and
was
we
robbed
never
at gunpoint.
Saw, and, we and, never saw yeah. that. Like, but Dad, I was
yeah.
robbed at gunpoint. I need a new purse. I need a new, you know, we need to cancel my credit cards. I need a new phone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know what? Fine. Don't give me all these details.
I assume that he would be okay with that. She said that she can't lay down and count to 100 because this is a total. This dress is by a totally important designer.
Totally important.
And he
designer.
Says, "I will totally shoot you in the head."
Yeah,
which I thought was good.
I mean,
it's a good reality check.
People
for her.
Don't. Yeah, it's a definitely.
She needed
a. Check.
She needed it bad at that point.
We find out that Alicia Silverstone is saving herself for Luke Perry. So,
Luke Perry wannabe
yeah.
guy.
Well, no, she says, because remember,
oh, for Luke
they're
Perry,
talking
yeah, yeah.
about, they're
that's
talking
right.
about that she's a virgin.
You're right, you're right.
And then Stacey Dash says the weirdest thing that I've ever heard in my whole life. She says that she's not a virgin, and that if you want to say it more PC, it's she's hymenally challenged.
Yeah.
Like, nope.
That's the other thing. That's another.
That ain't it.
Big 90s joke. In the mid-90s. PC, politically correct, was a new thing. Like, so
yeah.
people would literally have a term like that for everything. You could be anything. Because they say that the other way. She says ensemble challenged to the...
Oh,
so
yeah,
do you
yeah,
prefer
yeah.
fashion tragedy or ensemble challenged?
Yeah, that's
that
right.
was a joke back
okay.
then, was anything was something challenged, because that
still,
meant physically challenged and mentally challenged were new terms back then.
Not a good enough reason to use the word hymen.
No, it was very... And it was just
or
out there.
Not even a good it's just not a good time to use that word.
Well, I mean, but Stacey Dash was 30, so maybe coming from her, it's a little different. She's an adult in the room, so she was
Or somebody else wrote it, and then they were like, we should use Hyman Ali, right?
Let's throw Hyman in there, yeah. I think that'll push the envelope. Okay. All the kids are saying Hyman, right?
Yuck, let's stop saying that.
All the kids are always talking about Hymans left and right, though.
Yeah, okay.
You know how it goes.
Anyway.
Can't stop it. As soon as they turn like 8, 9, it's just Hyman this, Hyman that, till they're 25.
Yuck. Now we're at a restaurant, okay? It is Alicia Silverstone, Stacey Dash, Brittany Murphy, and the song Rollin' with the Homies comes on.
Oh,
and
boy.
So she's upset because that's her and Elton's song.
Yeah.
But, you know, Rollin' with the Hymans did not.
Rollin' with the Hymans.
Rollin' with the Hyman Ali Challenged does not ever come up. So anyway, they're searching for. Oh, no, sorry. Alicia Silverstone says that searching for a boy in high school is as hard as searching for meaning in a Pauly Shore movie, which I love that line.
Yeah, that's
because,
again, very 90s. Pauly Shore was a terror. If you don't know, if you're young, they might not know who the fuck Pauly Shore is.
No, they probably heard his name.
Yeah, it's, as a punchline, he's as terrible as the joke is, whatever
really
the joke
bad.
Is. He made these movies in the 90s that I don't know how. Pauly Shore is one of those things where you don't know how it happened.
He's a puzzle.
You're like, well, what the fuck? I get how he would get big in comedy because his mom owns the biggest comedy club.
No, she recently passed away.
She did, but I mean, I get why he would get there. But then who decided to cast him in films and say, we need to, and then he was on MTV.
We need to
make this character of him just going like, well, like I'm the weasel, and like make that exact character.
I hate him.
Just put him in different plots.
Yeah.
I don't get how that happened. We really fell off to some sort of wagon in the 90s. I don't know what's up with that.
Because here comes a Luke Perry, Jason Priestley, Sinatra light type of guy at high school.
A high school kid in slacks.
He's wearing slacks and he's got a black shirt tucked in. He's got like a big pompadour. He's holding like a sport jacket.
Over his shoulder like,
but
hey,
he
kid.
He looks like he looks like a 12-year-old dressed up like a 35-year-old.
Whose mom like was like, he's dressed just like his dad.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and it's cute. It's creepy.
Isn't it adorable?
It's time for Alicia Silverstone's oral presentation in debate class, and it's about violence in the media. She says that until mankind is peaceful enough, then there's no reason why there can't be violence portrayed on TV because
it's happening in the world. You're going to see it on the news.
You're going to see it on the news.
Yeah, good
and,
point.
I mean, honestly,
what are you going to do?
Poignant.
Yeah, it is. What do you say? It's a good point, I think, anyway. And Breckenmeyer agrees.
Yeah, I was going to say, James has to quick hype in on who agreed with him, because otherwise it's like, I thought she made a great point.
Me? I didn't watch.
I love you, Alicia Silverstone.
No, I don't know. No.
She's trying to get herself together with this kid that looks like he missed the audition for Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, and he talks with like all sorts of 50 slang, too.
Yeah.
Like that's how he talks all the time. What's with the happening clam bakes this weekend?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And he looks like he hangs out at like the plum pit or something, not the peach pit.
Yeah,
like,
different, the knockoff of it.
Yeah, whatever, the knockoff.
The knockoff of the apricot fucking stem or some shit that he hangs out at.
The pear core.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he goes to pick her up to go on like a date. So they go to like this party.
Of course he drives like a 46 Packard or some shit. He's driving like a, you know,
the strangest car. But I love that Alicia Silverstone's dad says, if anything happens to my daughter, I got a 45 and a shovel. I doubt anyone would miss you. And then it's like, have a nice time.
Yeah, have a good one. He goes back to work.
Yeah, have a good one. Goes back to work. But the funny thing is that here's where we start to see that Paul Rudd has an issue with this.
Oh, yeah.
This cartoon
it's a late,
being interested in.
It's a late sprouting plot, honestly, with him
but
and her.
I thought from the movie, like how it was progressing, I was like, oh, they're going to realize that they, you know, they're more like siblings and that they're actually cool and like whatever.
That's how you would imagine.
Because, you know, he
you
thinks
know, they're
that
not going to fuck because they're siblings and
he
all.
He thinks that she's so ditzy. So when she's like, no, Hamlet didn't say that to his pretentious, to Paul Rudd's pretentious girlfriend. And she's like, I know Mel Gibson movies. Like, so I may be kind of airheaded, but like, I know shit. And like, I thought that that was the direction that the movie was going in.
Yeah.
Not like, I wonder if it's appropriate for me to
fuck my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck. Okay.
That's what
so
you're getting at.
And
simplest terms.
Now we're at a frat party, and it's got the band playing, which was the Mighty Boss Tones. And that was like such a, you know, 90s thing to do, to like have there's a big party where everyone is gathering and there's a live band playing. That's always what's happening in 90s.
80s movies did it too all the time. Yeah. And it was always like, it was always a band.
Yeah.
It was always like some underground band that was popular, like
popular,
Back to School
with
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
They had like, I think it was like fucking Oingo Boingo was playing at the one thing. And then they got, no, that's not them. That's Chumbawamba.
That's Chumbawamba.
Yeah. Oingo Boingo was some 80s band.
I know that Chumbawamba is the most exciting name for a band of anything. Chumbawamba. I just like it. I don't know why.
It sounds like really good gum. I'd like to get a pack of Chumbawamba. I like the watermelon flavor.
I question what the drinking age is here, because Jason Priestley Light is looking to order a beer.
There's
and
a cash
pay
bar.
For it. There's a cash bar. Yeah. But aren't they 16?
I guess.
But they're not even worried about.
But he's like from the 50s.
He
so
looks
it's okay.
like he could possibly be 55. So they have
it's
no
so
idea.
So weird. But I mean, he's from the 1950s
up, Marty
too.
Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Are you here to?
That's
from, are you back to the future? Like,
that's a
happening?
Good way to put it. Yeah. He's a reverse Back to the Future here.
Paul Rudd offers to.
He's Benjamin Button Marty McFly. That's what's happening.
Benjamin Button McFly.
Yeah. Perfect.
Benjamin Button McFly. So Paul Rudd offers, they have so much work to do because they have this huge case, right? But he's like, I'll go chaperone that party.
I want to go
like,
make sure that he's
I know
up.
That you need help, but like, I'm going to go to that party and like make sure everything's cool. And the dad's like, no sweat, have a good time. Yeah. And then he's like smiling, and you think that he's smiling because it's like, isn't that nice? They're being siblings.
Nah, he's like, he's going to fuck my daughter and I'm
no,
okay with it.
No, I think that he's looking at them like, that's so cool. Like, you know, they're being siblings.
They're getting along.
They're getting
because
along.
Because Cher was complaining he was going to be there.
Throats. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, but wait, Nick Tortelli, it's going to get worse.
It's
going to
get worse.
How come we didn't get to see that conversation?
Under your roof, hello, Nick Dad. Tortelli. That's what I like. His reaction. Hey, I know that I'm your ex-stepson and I came to help you with this case and kind of stay at your house and leave your turkey out to go bad and shit like that. But
and your mayonnaise.
I'm also fucking your 16-year-old daughter. You're cool with that, right? You're okay with that, right?
I have such an issue with this whole... I'm going to bang
your 16-year-old daughter.
Why couldn't he just be like some... do you remember... What was his name in this movie?
Who?
Paul Rudd.
Josh.
Do you remember Josh so-and-so at the firm's son that's not in any way been your sibling at any time in your life? And then he's going to intern with me because he wants to be a lawyer. And then like, he got mad cute. Like, no, it's not even that at all.
Yeah, why couldn't that be the movie? That's what I mean.
That would have been better was like, this is Mr.
It would have affected the plot none. Too. Yeah. That's what I mean. It wouldn't have affected anything. It wouldn't have affected it. I guess because they wanted him to have
it
sort of like
it
a
better that he's her stepbrother.
They wanted them to have a bickery brother sister-ish kind of relationship. Well, but you could have just had them not get along like in every other romantic fucking comedy where the two people don't get along at first and then they find out, oh wow, I'm just being a pig-headed asshole.
They both have litigators for fathers.
Yeah.
And then this guy is like a fucking super whatever.
It
and
makes
she
sense.
Thinks that she's smarter and like her dad's a better litigator.
Intern
there could have been
from
banter.
College.
Yeah, there could have been banter.
Banter. With
there
the
could
intern.
Have been banter.
Intern. He's a college intern that the father has taken under his wing. Yeah. I really like this kid. I've taken him under my wing.
He's 17.
Or he's a freshman in college. And he's, I just like him. I'm trying to make him. He should be a lawyer, I think. So I'm going to make him work with me and he's going to go to law school and everything.
Yeah.
Anything. There we go. We just made it so he's not fucking his sister, but which is so much better.
Instead, it makes
it's
me very
so much
uncomfortable.
Less disturbing.
So Alicia Silverstone gives us advice. She says you should always have something baking when a boy comes over. So then that way they can like smell. Like, you know, baked goods are always good to smell.
It's like you're selling a house. It's the same.
Yeah. Except for like that theory. Then you got to give me cookies, though, if you're.
Yeah, she just drops a lump of
she just drops a log of cookie dough and then she's like, great, I'm baking that, and then makes it burn. And then, but she like opens because she smells like something burning, so she opens it up and the cookie dough log is just smoking. And then she just leaves the oven door open,
smoke pouring out.
And he's like, let's go take a tour of the house. No, that's so irresponsible.
I don't even think she turned the oven off.
What was her? Yeah, I don't think she.
I didn't
what
see
was
any
her
dial
housekeeper's
turning.
Name again? Lucy.
Lucy.
Lucy. Lucy. If I was Lucy, I'd be pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'd be having a lot of conversations with Alicia Silverstone's dad.
She makes a nice racist comment to Lucy later too.
Oh God, I was like, Alicia.
Good God, Alicia. That's weirder
that
than feeding your kid out of your mouth.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said, I don't speak Mexican.
There. Yeah. And she's from El Salvador.
Yeah. She said, I thought I asked you to tell the gardener to do whatever. And the maid's like, he's your gardener. And she said, well, I told you I don't speak Mexican. And she's like,
and she wasn't meaning it like, you know, in an ignorant way.
She didn't
like,
say I don't
way.
Speak it filthy just, Mexican. She just said...
Wow. No, I'm
just saying she didn't say that.
No, I know. I just meant that what she, like the way that she says it is like, I obviously wouldn't tell him. Yeah. Like I asked you to tell him because I don't speak. I can't communicate then, with him. But yeah. How it was delivered.
She could have just said, I don't speak Spanish, which would have been, which is what Paul Rudd was like. Well, she's not Mexican. She's from El Salvador.
Yeah, that's ignorant as shit. So don't say shit like that because
he was there to
dumb.
Correct it. Yeah.
Yeah. And always have Paul Rudd, you know, rummaging your fridge and then criticizing you.
Paul Rudd eat a mayonnaise slathered piece of turkey leaning against your fridge all the time. He'll make it all
leave
better.
It away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she wants to be smart and she wants to be attractive. So it seems like she has the things that she'd like to portray and do out. Like she's like, I want to get good grades. I want to be seen as good at arguing. I want to look nice.
I want to
smell nice. I want to get, you know, I want to whatever.
Goes on a program to of her mind, body, and soul. Of she's trying to be smarter. She's trying to read.
Yeah, they're watching movies, and she does like workouts. She does like Cindy Crawford and
Buns of Steel.
But she's they're watching movies.
Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
No, that's Brittany.
Oh, she's reading that. Yeah, yeah.
They're watching movies together. She's trying to throw some moves on Jason Priestley, and he's just trying to get away from her because he's.
But he gives a hint too. Yeah. She says he's really into Tony Curtis, so he brought over these two old Tony Curtis movies,
and they're watching
which is
Spartacus.
Like that's kind of like a wink, wink, like hey, I like dudes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And so she, you know, he's like, so we're friends, right? So he tries to bail, like you know, and it's like uncomfortable, but
yeah, she's rubbing
like,
his leg with her foot. And
yeah,
he's like,
she's trying to throw some moves on him.
Yeah,
and well, because she thought she was going to have sex with him,
she was ready to give it. This was her big night. She said this was her big night. Yeah, she was ready to roll.
And it was nice because she wasn't like, oh wow, I can't believe that he, like, how could he reject me, like, you know, anything like that. It was like she had to do some soul searching. What did I not do that was correct? Like, was I really ready to have sex with this guy, like that type of thing. And so she's talking about it in the car with Stacey Dash and Donald Faison, and Donald Faison is like, oh, like he's gay.
She's like, who are you guys talking about? And they're like, Christian. And she's like, he starts laughing. Like, what's so funny? And they're like, what are you? He's like, are you crazy?
He's gay, right? Like, you know, and she's
he actually said, quote, are you bitches serious right now?
Yeah. Well, and like the nice thing is that she was like, oh, it makes sense now.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, I feel like such an idiot.
Yeah, she's just like, oh man, like I didn't even pick up on that. And then they never have, like, well, they never show that conversation. Like, so I felt bad because I wish
she's like, my bad.
She's like, now I have a new shopping partner. So, I mean, obviously they probably did.
They went over
the
gap.
Like, you know, hey, don't worry about it. Like,
I won't try to,
like,
I won't try to suck you off anymore.
Yeah,
and we'll be pals.
I get it. Let's watch Spartacus.
Yeah.
Come over any night.
Sure. Yes. Tony Curtis is very handsome. Yes, he is. Okay.
I love that when they get on the freeway, I forgot how funny that scene was. Stacey Dash is also learning how to drive.
That's
and
hilarious.
So they get on the freeway and they're just screaming. People, like, old ladies are flipping them off and they're telling them, like,
they're going,
you know,
like,
get off the road.
25 and swerving on the freeway in LA.
They're on there from exit ramp to 1 mile later on ramp, and they are like having a full blown panic attack. They're screaming, and Alicia Silverstone says a great line: "Getting off the freeway makes you realize how important love is."
Yeah, that's hilarious. That, and I love her dad saying not to drive anymore, and before, and she says, "You're not allowed to drive around with Dion. Two permits do not equal a license."
Yes,
I thought was
two
actually,
permits do not equal.
That
a
was
license.
A hilarious line. As a teenager, I found that line very funny. I was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone and Christian, who's the guy that she was just trying to throw moves at.
Wannabe Priestley.
They are at the mall. They're shopping. They see Brittany Murphy, and she's kind of sitting on like the handrail thing at the mall. These two men tried to like dump her over, and Wannabe Priestley saves her.
Oh yeah, saves her from certain imminent demise.
And then Brittany Murphy is—that's all anybody wants to talk about—is that they all want to go back to school. And then, oh my God, I just remembered who that one girl. She's like, oh, did you hear that somebody tried to shoot?
Yeah, gang members tried to shoot.
She's from Bring It On. which I think she did Bring It On.
Oh.
She's in Bring It On.
All right. I've seen that. Yeah. I know that one. Okay.
I'm sexy. I'm cute. Okay.
We'll get to it when we do that.
We're doing that next week. Okay.
Let's stick to this for now.
So they're talking, it's all anybody wants to talk about over some Snackwell's Devil Food Cake cookies.
Oh, they're sitting right out prominently.
I love those. I used to just eat those up like candy.
That's the snack of every
snack of the 90s.
Woman in the 90s for some reason.
But anyway, Brittany Murphy is the most popular girl in school now. Okay, oh, so yeah. Now everybody thinks that she's really cool. Stacey Dash wants to hang out with her. Alicia Silverstone tries to like make a plan with her, and she's like, "Can we just do next week? Because like my week's all filling up here." Now we're going to the driving school with Alicia Silverstone to get her driver's license. She has yelled at her housekeeper at Lucy about her shirt, and then this is where she makes that ignorant line that
Mexican.
I don't speak Mexican. Paul Rudd was none too pleased with Alicia Silverstone's behavior, and you know Alicia Silverstone shouldn't be pleased with her behavior either.
No, she should be embarrassed.
She should educate herself.
And also not feed her kid from her mouth.
Yes, and also she should practice driving more because she really sucks at driving. She fails her driving test.
Hit a parked car for Christ's sake.
Yeah, she's driving in the middle of two lanes. She almost hit a biker, like a cyclist. And then she ran into some car, like buzzed it.
Banged it right in the door.
Should I go leave them a note?
Yeah. He's like, pull off right here. Stop
the car. She says that the only reason why she did a bad job is because she was just having a really bad day. And
some personal problems.
Personal problems and whatever. We go back to the house, and Alicia Silverstone is upset with herself because she failed her driving test. We see Paul Rudd and Brittany Murphy are playing hacky sack in the backyard, which again is a
90s trope there.
Very
again.
90s trope. And they look like they're like being Sims.
Yeah, they
because
do.
Because they're like, ha, 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 ha,
they're in the backyard
ha, ha, ha,
playing hockey. Ha, 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 playing hacky sack.
Comins Nella.
Yeah.
Bole bolo.
It was very Sims-like.
It was very Sims-like. Like the way that they were like, ha, ha, ha,
like, what are they doing now?
Natural. This is how people play hacky.
Hacking in the backyard. All right. It's weird.
Brittany Murphy has come over because she has made a shoebox full of things from her encounter with a crush with Elton.
Oh, yeah, gotta
so
burn
she
him.
Wants to burn all the stuff that she has associated with Elton, which is really only a towel.
Yeah.
That she's like, remember when I hit my head at that party?
So a towel and a tape that she tells her not, that Cher tells her not to burn.
You shouldn't burn that.
No, and that's that.
Anyway, so she tells her that she wants to burn all the stuff in this box, and she now likes Paul Rudd. Alicia Silverstone is upset because you can tell that she's like, oh, I have feelings for Paul Rudd, but she's like, no, he's no good. He's kind of like a school nerd.
Yeah, you
like,
guys just don't mesh.
You
she
guys
says.
Just don't mesh.
Yeah.
So Brittany Murphy gets upset. She drops some heat on Alicia Silverstone. She says, you're a virgin who can't drive.
Why should I listen to you? You're a virgin who can't drive.
Alicia Silverstone goes shopping to Ponder because she doesn't understand what Brittany Murphy sees in Paul Rudd. He listens to Complaint Rock after all.
Yeah, he does listen to Complaint Rock. And she is, by the way, must live within walking distance of Rodeo Drive because that's where she ends up.
Because she walks
home.
So she didn't get her driver's license. And every other time in the movie, she
just
drives
her
car and not a big deal. But anyway, at this moment in time, I started writing down almost every other bullet point. Why are they trying to make me want the step siblings to fuck?
They really want you to.
Want
them
to
hook up, and I never thought about it through the movie that I wanted that to happen.
She makes the comment that she must be in love with Paul Rudd, and she doesn't know how to act around him.
Yeah, she acts all goofy.
I love this question she asks her dad. She says, "Daddy, did you ever have a problem you couldn't argue what your way out of?" And he says, "Tell me what the problem is, and then we'll argue it."
Yeah, we'll figure out how to argue our way out of. Yeah.
So she tells him that she loves somebody who doesn't like her back, and you know they have like a whole bonding moment there. So she decides that she needs a makeover. It's time to make over her soul.
Yes.
But she's not even a bad person when she's popular. She seems to be pretty nice.
She tries to help people.
She's not doing anything
for
like,
a vapid, rich, selfish Beverly Hills kid. She's one of the better ones.
She's narcissistic and she thinks that like whatever she's doing and saying is more, you know, it's the right way.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
morally, you know, whatever. But like she doesn't do anything bad.
No, she's
and it's not.
Not
like she's like fucking off and getting bad grades and she's picking on nerdy kids and making them do her homework.
She's being nice.
She's pretty nice.
They had to make her character be over the top nice. Otherwise, it's impossible to make her the protagonist because you just fucking hate her. You're like,
exactly.
Okay, she's a perfect person who's rich and everything's great for her. Fuck her. You know, what the hell do I care about this broad for?
We're in science class and Elton is flossing at the desk.
That was disgusting.
Just discards the floss with reckless abandon.
No one even gives it a second look.
And I'm like, this is the hottest guy in school? Gross. You're getting your teeth funk all over the desk,
all
sir?
All over, yeah.
I don't think so.
Chunks of lunch in there and shit.
Yuck, yeah.
Yeah, it was gross, man.
Okay, so she wants to help out. She wants to do good things. So her science teacher, she wants to kind of throw her a bone, Miss Geist, and she says that she wants to help. So she signs up to be the captain of the Pismo Beach Relief.
Feels very greased, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Feels very greased.
She makes donations of clothes and food and athletic equipment, some skis, some tennis rackets.
And Paul Rudd's smiling about it.
Paul Rudd is helping Nick Tortelli at the dining room table going over all of these calls and all that stuff, and he's just like
gives a little smile like, look at her.
Oh, Alicia
around.
Silverstone. Oh, my teenage stepsister.
She's so charming. Like 16 year old.
I love her. She's great.
I'm gonna bang my sister. Yeah,
we see Breckenmeyer. He comes up to the thing to donate some stuff and he's donating a bong.
Yeah, because he's in fucking AA now, for Christ's sake.
He's
doing a 12-step program. Because he's a skater from the beach who smokes weed.
And he's like, in my clarity, I wanted to, you know, whatever. I wanted to help people. So he donates a bunch of stuff. And I wrote this line down because it sounds very, very, very negative. And it sounds like real passive aggressive. She says, this is really decent of you, Travis.
Yeah.
It sounds so rude, but it's actually very polite. And I always think that that's so funny. Semantics are like my favorite thing to discuss.
90s too. Decent was a...
This is really decent of you. And it's like...
Decent was a slang thing in the 90s too. People said decent, like in a good... That meant a lot. It meant more than it was supposed to.
It means it's really cool and it's really awesome, but it's funny because it just sounds like, thanks for doing the bare minimum, bro.
Yeah,
like,
hey, you know what? You're not a piece of shit after all.
Awesome.
Really thought you were, but...
This is really decent of you.
You know what? You're not the
Next
worst
time
person.
Somebody brags about, you know, just being the bare minimum type of person, you can be like, this is really decent of you.
It's really decent of you, gotta tell you.
And it's a big ol' fuck you. Anyway, so he's on the 12-step program. He invites her to this, like, skateboarding competition or showcase. Not really sure.
Amateur skateboarding league, ASL.
But, like, why is this happening? Because it doesn't seem to matter.
He said, because now his skating is so much better in his clarity without his drugs, so I want you to be there to support me.
Because now they're friends, but she's never been, like, mean to him, and she's never done anything.
And
like,
they've never really, like, hung out either, so there's no reason for this.
So she says she's going to go to that. She sees Brittany Murphy there, so she apologizes for being mean. And Alicia Silverstone apologizes for not being more supportive of her liking her stepbrother. But now Brittany Murphy is way into Breckenmeyer, so now Alicia Silverstone's like, okay, she doesn't like my stepbrother anymore.
Yeah.
I can move in.
Clear path to fuck my stepbrother.
Clear path. So she accidentally messed up something on the lawsuit that they're working on. Like, she's highlighting, I don't know, she organized it wrong or something like
whatever.
That.
Whatever.
This other guy doesn't across matter. The table yells at her. Paul Rudd sticks up for her. So apparently he wants to be like a lawyer, but he also wants to be an activist.
He's probably like an environmental lawyer is what he's going for.
Probably.
Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, man, like, she's just helping out because she's a teenager, so she doesn't know how
she's
to do
16.
Your job. And then he's like, well, now your dad's going to be mad at me. It's like, well, that's your fucking problem, dude.
Playing footsie with the dumb kid, maybe she wouldn't have screwed up. And he was like, what are you talking about, man? And they got like an argument.
Yeah.
Lawyer guy leaves.
I'm going to make you a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, I'll make you a terrible turkey sandwich.
That's a punishment
asshole.
Right there. That's going to be my new insult. I'm going to make you a turkey sandwich.
Make you a Rudd turkey sandwich. No
make
good.
You a Paul Rudd turkey sandwich. You're going to get
special.
One tiny swipe of mayo
Paul
on
Dud.
The turkey. Good luck holding your sandwich together, buddy boy.
It's not going to work.
All right, anyway. Now they're on the staircase. And they're talking about, you know, how they like each other and then they make out.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to know, when Paul Rudd got their lines and they were doing all stuff, and they were just like, so Alicia Silverstone was just like, okay, so I want to fuck my stepbrother.
So, and I'm going to hear clearly.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. Yeah, I'm going to fuck my stepbrother.
Then Alicia Silverstone is a bridesmaid for her science teacher at the end of the movie, which seems very unethical, but that's fine.
Strange.
Because none
doings.
Of the other, like Stacey Dash wasn't a bridesmaid.
No, she
was
there.
Just as instrumental in the matchmaking as
Cher,
Alicia Silverstone was.
That's, I don't get that.
And then Alicia Silverstone catches the bouquet because Paul Rudd says, you know, can you catch the bouquet? Because we have a bet over here and it's going
pool.
Up to $200.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's like you guys are going to get married.
Yeah, they cut to the wedding after they're making out, and she's like, well, as if.
You know what happened at next.
Yeah, and then she says, as if this is California, not Kentucky.
As if I'm not going to be a child bride, but I still will gladly fuck my stepbrother.
I'll still eventually be impregnated by my stepbrother, within all likelihood.
And I mean, honestly, it's fine, but just something about it seems icky.
And Thanksgiving's going to be very uncomfortable if they break up.
I want to see the conversation.
Very uncomfortable.
Okay, so anyway, she gets to marry her stepbrother, presumably. Congratulations, yay. Paul Rudd. She is 16. The movie is over.
Everybody's happy.
Oh, boy.
For different reasons.
Well, the only place that we can go, James, we can only go one place. We can go to the Heiglmeter.
To the Heiglmeter!
The Heiglmeter is our unit of measurement system. It's how we rate our movies on a scale of 1 Heigl to 5 Heigls. 5 Heigls being the worst movie you've ever seen, most punishing, most painful movie. James, it's your birthday,
and
Alicia Silverstone is your girlfriend, so go ahead and give me how many Heigls you will give this.
Okay. Now, I have to say, this can go either way. Now, I have a double Heigl here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. First of all, this could be minus 10 Heigls.
Okay.
If you grew up kind of in the 90s, it's a minus 10 Heigls because you understand the shit, and it's kind of fun, I guess, for whatever the fuck it is, and it's not the way I grew up, obviously, but still, it's, you know, it's fun, so you can have a good time. It's not awful. It's not that painful. I'd say I give it a minus 10. Like, it's enjoyable, actually.
Yeah.
But if you're not, if you're like grew up in the 90s, it's probably 10 Heigls at that point.
Oh, okay.
Because you wouldn't get a lot of these. They shoehorn references in there. Like, you can tell it's on purpose trying to wave
I'm just
a flag.
A girl, there's Gwen Stefani. There's
Things they say in the. Yeah. I wrote down a list of things. Like, the one kid says, I left my cranberry CD in there. Like, that's clearly a thing.
No, not a CD. Tape.
He said, I left my cranberry CD in the quad, is what he said.
Oh, I thought he said tape.
And then Brecken Meyer says, I'm going to feel the same way about my kids are going to feel the same way about Nine Inch Nails that I feel about the Rolling Stones. They had to put that in there.
Yeah.
He has to say, shouldn't you be a contempo casual, which is very 90s. She calls him Kato for a Kato Kalin reference, Kalin, which is so Marky Mark. She says, I doubt that from doing this, it would burn off the amount of calories in a stick of Carefree Gum, which is a very fucking 90s Carefree Gum commercial.
They just didn't bring up any Crystal Light.
Yeah, that would be the only other thing. But they did have the snack well sitting out. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. She's watching a Mentos commercial song. Yep. Fresh goes better. That shit's very 90s. When she's taking pictures, it's with a Minolta camera, very clearly advertised, which was so fucking 90s. She says, I'm having a Twin Peaks experience, which is such a 90s and now because it's back, but it was
Twin Peaks,
out then. Pauly Shore, like we said, the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
Yep.
She's watching Beavis and Butthead. Then she's watching Ren and Stimpy later.
Didn't she watch MTV?
Well, yeah. Well, she in the meantime, because there was the news came on, I think. But he mentions, I'm surprised you're not making me watch The Real World.
Yep.
They bring that up. She says, I take Polaroids of all my outfits, which is a specific snack wells, the whole deal. It's a fucking lot is what I'm getting at.
Yep.
Ten,
so either negative 10 or 10.
Or 10, either one, however you want to go. What did you do? What did you say to this movie? I'm curious.
I think that you're going to be shocked by my rating, James.
I am.
I think that you're going to. Do you know why? Because I said it's zero Heigls.
Oh!
She liked it. Mine is dead even in between negative 10 and 10 because I couldn't decide either
way. That means you enjoyed it. It's not that painful, zero Heigls.
It's because, I know, so one is not that painful and we don't always follow the rules of our own game that
we definitely don't.
It's fine. So zero Heigls because it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. The storyline itself is fine. It's like this teenage girl, and she is kind of she's very funny. She's very self-deprecating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's very the movie. It is kind of a winky and a naughty and like whatever.
Yeah.
But it gets zero Heigls because I didn't want to go either way with it.
I get you.
As I didn't appreciate being force-fed the underage step-sibling love story.
That's positive, yeah.
But I do love Brittany Murphy.
You love Brittany Murphy, yeah. And it was amazing to see Stacey Dash look the same from 10 years before that.
Wow.
She's funny, too, in this movie. She's good,
she
also.
She was very funny in this movie, and it's very unfortunate the...
Yeah, she's gotten a little wacky now. Yeah, she's a little nuts. Look up her social media. You'll go, oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's interesting.
Speaking of social media.
Yo! Segue.
If you would like to follow us on social media, we are Facebook.com, Twitter.com, Instagram.com/YouGotHighGold, YouGotHighGld.
She danced while she did that, by the way.
I dance every time I do that because I like to spell things in threes. Okay, we do bonus episodes. We do bonus episodes every other week.
Listen to the bonus episode.
We are going to do a bonus episode this week where we're going to play another game of Plotsy where I show James a movie poster of a movie he's never seen before and he's going to tell us the plot of that movie. And then we will also be talking about some 90 Day Fiancé, tell all the before the 90 days, tell all
dirt.
Stuff, get some hot goss
going.
Yeah,
I got an audio clip for you too, guys.
There's we'll an audio there. Clip. James is going to be an audio smith.
Oh,
yeah. It's going to be great. So yeah, we're doing that this week. It's patreon.com/YouGotHighGold. Our PayPal is YouGotHighGold.
I think you said Heigels before too. It's not
YouGotHighGold
at
gmail.com. That's our PayPal. Or if you want to just email us and let us know, I don't know, anything.
Hey, more than welcome.
If you want to find me on social media, I'm twitter.com or Instagram.com/@SarahHisFunny, S-A-R-A-H-H is funny. And I also wrote two books. So if you enjoy me going around and complaining about shit like, you know, food or
they're funny, should
weird public bathroom policies, I have two books on Amazon. They're called Small Potatoes. And there's, you know, if you just apparently if you search Sarah Potatoes, you'll be able to find me. So it's not that big of a
That's
deal.
That's perfect.
James,
that's perfect.
Where can they find you?
You can find me at Jimmy P is Funny on social media. Just copy and paste my name from the show description and save yourself a little bit of time and misspelling. And if you want to hear more, you can hear me every Tuesday on Crime and Sports, every Thursday on the Small Town Murder Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wherever you listen to podcasts. But anyway, thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys
for,
so much.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about this. We have a merch store. It's heigleyourself.threadless.com. So H-E-I-G-L yourself.threadless.com. And I just made an, Air Rights Are a Girl's Best Friend shirt. I also made
burlesque
one
reference.
From, the burlesque reference. And then also if you listened in the, My Big Fat Greek Wedding episode, James says Alpha Foxtrot, fuck your mother. So I made a shirt that says that. just because, you know, that's
I don't know where it came from, but sure.
Well, because she was saying Alpha Foxtrot, like whatever. Anyway, so James, speaking of Patreon, would you like to discuss the wonderful people that have donated
please,
to us on
Please, I need
Patreon
to know who they are.
Or
who are they?
PayPal.
They're goddamn wonderful and I love them, so I need to know their names.
I'm not going to go back and listen to the last people that I announced, so if I announced you twice, congratulations.
Yeah.
Mary Faust, Greg Miller, M. Ma, Jennifer Reznor, Ray Jackson, Brooke Kale, Joseph Grinkowicz, Michael Bartolomeo.
You got this. There you go.
I wanted to do it in like a Bartolomeo.
Okay, yeah,
but
I saw you loading up for it.
I just didn't have it in me, so I was...
It's the end of the episode, understandable.
Jennifer Freed, Lindy Simmons, Karen Carino, Taylor Matthews, Danielle, no last name, Shannon Brown... It's spelled C-H-A-N-N-A-N, and you know what? I'm going to fucking go with it.
Sure.
Nicole Gonzalez. Oh, Nicole M. Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Jennifer Bernasconi Roberts. Will Hart. Ashley Vio Duty. She sent us some monkeys.
Thank
you
so much.
I hope you guys are doing great. Andy, no last name, possibly from Toy Story. Not sure.
Hey, baby.
Dan
Andy.
Tavelda.
Okay.
Why are you sorry for Andy?
I don't know. He had a rough go of it.
No, he didn't. He was such a brat. He was like, whatever, fuck Buzz, and like, whatever, punk.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. Dragonfly Girl, Elvia Castañeda, Jenny Bukowski, Vicky Lindsay, Kevin Bartlett.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a name.
Yes. He was writing us a note. Okay. Stephanie Smichael, Ashley again, Ashley Vio,
thank you so much.
And then we've got Natalie Alvin, Dana Cook, and Melissa Glidewell. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So much for joining us, and thank you for being flexible with us last week. We know that you guys are always down to hang out with us, so that makes us happy. Tell your friends.
Please.
Watch some shitty movies with us. And you know what? Go Heigl yourselves.
Go Heigl yourselves, everybody!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.